Good morning and welcome to Embracing Vulnerability. I'm your host, Annelie. Mother's Day is right around the corner. I'm really happy for all the mothers out there, including myself, because I'm a great mother and I deserve to be showered with gifts every single day. Yeah, I said it. I don't care. I ain't ashamed. I like gifts. Okay, guys, I like gifts. In the future, don't be surprised when I open up a P.O. box and be super thrilled and super happy when people decide to send me stuff, because I like gifts. I love gifts. And I love giving gifts as well. I love giving gifts as well. I already gave my mother her Mother's Day gift in the United States of America. Mother's Day is May 12th, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. Let me double, triple, quadruple check my calendar. I believe that Mother's Day is Sunday. Yes. May 12th is Mother's Day in the United States of America. Sometimes you're going to catch me saying stuff, just saying stuff, because it is what it is. You know, when I talk to my sister, sometimes I just decide to call United States and I say United States. And she knows what I mean. When I tell her in this country, the United States of America, she already know what I'm saying. Like, get with the program. It means United States. Sometimes I'm just going to say stuff. Now, in Dominican Republic, Mother's Day is also in May, but it's not May 12th. So this is something that I also love about my culture, that I feel like we get to celebrate Mother's Day twice. Not me necessarily, because I came to the United States when I was 9 years old, and I've been celebrating Mother's Day for America for all these years. Mother's Day in Dominican Republic is May 26th. Sunday, May 26th. The way that we remember it is, right? Mother's Day is the last Sunday of the month. That's how I'm always able to remember Mother's Day in the Dominican Republic. So yes, I say happy Mother's Day to my mom and my grandma twice in May. Once for the United States of America Mother's Day, and once for the Dominican Republic Mother's Day, May 26th. So my mother wanted some Mickey Mouse Crocs, and I bought her that for Mother's Day. For us, it's not how much the gift cost, is how much the person's gonna like it. So we straight up tell you what we want, and it's up to you if you want to buy it or not. I would rather buy someone a gift that they want than take a guess in the dark and assume what they're gonna like, and then it ends up being regifted or just sitting somewhere catching dust, not being used. So my mother got me, as I said in a different episode, a Fenty Rihanna perfume that I wanted for Mother's Day. She got me that for Mother's Day. I don't know what my sister's going to get me or my grandma. I'm not sure. I don't really know how that's going to go down. I might not get anything from them because of reason, but that's okay. That's okay, because we can buy each other gifts any day of the year. My friend Gabby, right? That's the name that he consented that I can give my friend. What I like about my friend Gabby and I is that he buys me random stuff throughout the year. Things that he thinks that I will like. And I buy him random stuff that I think that he will like as well. Gabby just moved into a new apartment in a different state. So I'm already trying to calculate what am I going to get him as a housewarming gift. I have another friend. I feel like this is the season of change, right? To try to get into what I'm going to talk about today. I feel like this is a season of change because I'm going through a change that I can't share right now until the process is over. And one of my cousins is going through a big change in his life. That's one. Is me, my friend Gabby, and my other friend that I haven't asked her if I can, what name I should use in the podcast when I'm talking about her. But my friend moved into a brand new apartment in New York. She had been living in her old place for about 7 years or maybe more. I don't know a minute, you know, she had been living in that old apartment for a minute. At the end of this month or the beginning of next month, she's set to move into her new apartment. My friend Gabby moved into a different state and a new apartment. So that's what I'm saying. It's four of us, me and three of my loved ones that are going through changes. And it's just time, you know. Transitions are challenging. Transitions are scary. Transitions are overwhelming, but they're also here to teach us a lesson and to show us that we can do anything, that we can do anything we put our mind to. We got to put in our 1% daily to improve ourselves in the areas where we want to improve ourselves. Today, I would like to say a quote from Vegeta from the beloved anime Dragon Ball Z. Now, if you don't know Dragon Ball Z, you've been living under a rock, and I don't think you've lived under a rock. So I feel like everyone all over the world, I'm talking Canada, China, Taiwan, Japan, anywhere in Asia, India, Indonesia, I'm talking Russia, I'm talking Germany, I'm talking Australia, I'm talking France, Italy, Greece, it doesn't matter, Madagascar. I'm trying to continue to say names. Madagascar, Haiti, Cuba. It doesn't matter what part of the world you lived in. You have heard of the anime Dragon Ball Z at least once. Because that anime has been around for decades, bro. You have no excuse not to know what Dragon Ball Z is. You may not have ever watched one episode, but you can't tell me you've never seen one character of that anime been mentioned ever in your life. Now, RIP to the creator of Dragon Ball Z, Akira Toriyama. RIP, may he rest in peace. One of the greatest, the GOAT. My husband loves Dragon Ball Z. I haven't watched every single episode of every version of Dragon Ball Z, so I can only say for a fact that the anime is loved worldwide. My cousins love it. My friends, when I was living in DR, love it. I know many, many, many people around the world love it. So, the quote from Vegeta from Dragon Ball Z is, push through the pain, giving up hurts more. Lovely affirmation. Push through the pain, giving up hurts more. By Vegeta from the beloved anime loved worldwide, Dragon Ball Z. Although I am welcoming change, I am scared. I received unexpected news that the rent is going to increase in an alarming rate. It is time for me to move into a new space. I had a headache for 3 days because I stressed a lot. I shared this in the last episode. Anything that's outside of my control, because I am a control freak and I'm trying to step out of controlling things that are outside of my control, stresses me out. What I am thankful for is even though I had a long, painful headache and I was able to, at least I was able to sleep 6 hours or more those 3 days that I had that intense headache. Then I remembered, I told myself back in September 2023, I wanted to move from this apartment by May 2024. And well, the time is here. I am walking into the unknown with faith. I've known for a long time, I have to be careful what I wish for because it comes true. This is another experience that I mapped out in my brain. I even journaled about it. And the time has come for me to receive this change, this transition. So yes, even though I said I wasn't going to share it, I just shared it. I have to move from the apartment where I live at. I mean, I don't have to, but I want to. You know what I'm saying? I want to move. I told myself when I moved 3 years ago into this apartment, into this area that's not crowded and is secluded, maybe is the word, that in 5 years, I wanted to move from this apartment to somewhere else. I'm not sure if it's because of the routine of when I was younger that I moved from place to place because of the lack of finances. I'm not sure if it's that part of me that aches a change, that's pulling a change inside of me. I'm not sure where it comes from. The fact that I was already writing in my journal where I wanted to live, how I wanted the neighborhood to be, how I wanted the place to look, how much I wanted the place to cost. Very detailed. Like the page probably has 20 bullet points of what I would like in my new place. And the fact that I said I wanted in September, I said that I wanted to move from this apartment in May 2024. And we're already in May. And out of nowhere, we receive a letter from the new owners of the building because they sold. I remember I said in previous episodes that they sold the building. They were in transition of selling the building all the way from January up until now. Last month, we finally got a letter saying that they sold the building. And then we got another letter saying that the rent was going to increase way too much, way too much. It's not that we cannot afford it. We could afford it. It's just the jump. People usually, when they raise the rent, they want to do 25. It doesn't go above $100. When a reasonable landlord changes the rent, they increase it in small amounts from $25 to $100 per year. These people did too much. I don't want to say the amount, but they did too much. They did not do 25 to 100. They did way more than that. And I understand that the apartment that I live at in the market, right? In the market, I understand that a 3-bedroom apartment with 1.5 bathrooms, meaning the big bathroom has the shower and half the bathroom, the other bathroom, only has the toilet and the sink. So that's why they consider a bathroom and a half. I understand that this apartment in most places of the United States, let me not say most places because I'm capping. That statistic is wild. I'm going to say in New York because I still live in New York. I just don't live in the Bronx anymore. But to compare the Bronx to where I live at, in the Bronx, a 3-bedroom apartment can run you anywhere between $2,500 to $3,000 in the Bronx. I can't speak on Queens, Manhattan, Long Island, Staten Island. I can't speak Brooklyn. I can't speak on the other boroughs because I've never lived. I lived in Queens, but I lived in Queens for about 3 months. I didn't live in Queens long to know how much rent is in Queens. So people who have lived in apartments that are 2 bedrooms, 1 bathroom, they are paying $1,800 or more. So I understand. I understand where I'm at. They're trying to match the prices to what other people in the market price this apartment to be. And no, we don't pay $2,000 for our 3-bedroom apartment. That's not how much we pay. It's less than that. But they're trying to increase it so that it could be $2,000 or more. So we're like, you know, first of all, it's a second floor. When we first moved in here, the tenant downstairs was not too kind to us having kids that were running in the daytime. My kids were not running at night. And yes, now we have mended our relationship and we have become kind to each other and now we speak to each other in a mature way that we can hear each other. Because one day I was telling myself, instead of me being angry at the tenant downstairs, let me just manage my children because she's not saying something unreasonable. The issue is, it's not my children. It's that the building complex, the materials, they're crappy. It's not good material. It's not good materials. You can hear the people upstairs walking. You can hear them flush their toilet. You can hear them. It's too thin. The material is too thin and it's creepy and it's nasty and I don't like it. Coming from the Bronx where you don't hear your neighbors walking, where you don't hear your neighbors arguing unless they're shouting at the top of their lungs, this is very new to me. It's very new to me that I have to be mindful of what I say and what I'm doing because the neighbors hear it. And I'm talking upstairs, downstairs, next, to the left, to the right. They could hear everything you're saying. They could hear you walking. They could hear you vacuuming. They could hear you washing dishes. They could hear you cooking. Like, bro, please, it's too much. Like, I have no privacy in this apartment. Zero privacy. There's no privacy. So I'm happy that we made the decision to move. Now, I will update you guys more on that later on. But the reason why I say that I am welcoming change and that I'm walking into the unknown is because my daughter was watching Frozen the other day. And that's where the idea came from to me. Frozen, she was watching Frozen, I believe, Sunday. Last Sunday, she was watching Frozen. And they have a song. I don't know who's singing, if it's Elsa or the sister. They're singing Into the Unknown. And I said, oh, snap. You know what? That gives me an idea. That's going to be what I'm going to talk about on my next episode. We are walking into the unknown. Anytime you start something new, as much research as you do about a new job, a new school, a new house, a new business, anything that you start that's new, as much research as you do, you learn when you're in that experience. You learn new things hands-on. Yes, it's great to do research, but you still learn new things while you're stepping into the unknown. Because sometimes we don't have the ability to go on Google and think of 100 questions every single time. Or at least me, I don't do it. At least me. I don't think of 100 million questions to ask Google to prepare myself for everything and anything. I know that life throws unexpected things at us. I am just working on trying to be less stressed when I can't control the outside. I can only control the inside. That's all that I can do. Now, for Mother's Day, I gave myself a new home for my mini cherry tomatoes. Only one of the mini cherry tomatoes is red. The other, I'm gonna say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I'm gonna say the mini cherry tomatoes probably have about 15 mini cherry tomatoes right now. They're still sprouting, more flowers are coming out. So I know they're not done giving out the tomatoes, but I'm saying I had to buy a bigger home for them because in the other home, the leaves were starting to turn and they were starting to dry out because they couldn't find any more space to spread to. So I had to move them into a bigger home, and I'm really happy because it came yesterday in the mail. And when I had to do the transfer, I was terrified because I was like, first, I like to talk to my babies, and I told them, babies, listen, Miss Tabitha, because you're the one that has the first mini cherry tomato, Miss Tabitha, please, we are moving into a new place and you guys are gonna feel pain. You guys are gonna feel scared. You guys are gonna be terrified. You guys are gonna be stressed for a few minutes. How long are those minutes gonna be? I'm not sure. I'm not gonna tell you how long to feel stressed for, but I'm just giving you guys a heads up. Tommy, Tanjiro, and Tabitha, my mini cherry tomato plants that I'm going to move you guys from this home into a new home. So it took me, bro. I don't know how long it took me. It probably took me like half an hour. It probably took me like half an hour to make sure their roots were okay, to make sure their leaves were okay. I tried to handle them as gentle as possible, to make sure that the water was good, to make sure I gave them plant food. Like, it was a whole thing. So now I moved them from the kitchen to my room because their home is too big for the kitchen. I had them set up be in the on how do you call that? Okay, so on the kitchen table, on the kitchen counter, kitchen counter, I think that's what it's called. Thank you for your patience. English is my second language again. I had the plants on the kitchen counter, so the space between the kitchen counter and the cabinets above, the plants were too tall. They were too tall. So I was like, I'm gonna have to move them because if the cabinets is what's stopping them from reaching their potential height, I have to move them somewhere else where there's nothing above them for them to grow wherever they want to grow. So my room, I had to move into my room. Now I just gotta watch out for my son, my little mischievous son. I gotta watch out for him that he doesn't touch them, plucks them, ruffles them up. Because my mother-in-law has been fighting with him for years over her plants, because she has plants as well. My bestie Siro, I also went through that experience with her son as well, that she had a succulent, a beautiful succulent. I believe she had the plant either on her window or on top of her computer desk, but I think she was busy doing something in the living room and her son was in her room. And again, kids, you turn around for 1 second and they're already getting into stuff. He got into the flower, not the flower. He got into the succulent and he plucked her. He plucked her. The soil was everywhere, the gravel. And I'm not sure if she teared up. I don't recall because, again, I'm Dory from Nemo. I'm not sure if she teared up, but even if she didn't tear, you know, cry a little bit about her plant, I know she was very hurt because she's trying to get back into plants again because she used to have plants a while ago. But because of, you know, college, mothering, pregnancy, life, she had to pause on being a plant mom. So now she's trying to get back to it. And her mischievous son, he got into it. Just like mine, my mischievous son, they just be doing stuff, you know. So I will update you guys on how that goes. And I just want to leave you guys with just that, you know. Walk into the unknown. Let's walk into the unknown together because that's what I'm going through right now. I want you guys to send me all the good vibes that you can. If you're able to send me a message on the Podbean app, leave me a comment wishing me good vibes in my new transition. I would love that. I would appreciate it. If how vulnerable I have been today with you has helped in any way, please download the episode and follow me. I put out new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. I also do a live session every Monday and Tuesday in Spanish. Todos los lunes y los martes hago una transmisión en español. Por favor, si tienen tiempo, por favor, escúchenla. Los lunes y los martes en español. My podcast is available now on Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Player FM, Listen Notes, Samsung Podcast, Podchaser, Boomplay, Deezer, and Podcast Addict. I am growing through every experience. I hope you are too.